Schaefer Show on Q105.
Welcome back, Dane. The girls hanging out with you in the TOL, the 419, and the OHIO. That's us. No outsourcing here. No superimposing the city of Toledo in our background picture. Partly sunny, hot, humid today. Isolated shower possible with a high of 91. Heat index of 95. We're at 67 here at the Q. All right, before we talk about Kim and Kanye, today is the day our dear friends at Toledo Area Humane Society, they're partnering up with Chipotle. They're doing fundraiser day today. Dining for a cause day all day today, 10:45 to 10 p.m. You dine in at any of the six local Chipotle locations, and 50% of your purchase made today will be donated to the Toledo Area Humane Society. That is perfect. Awesome. Oh, our cool friend Steve Heaven, he's awesome when he's not creeping me out. Let's see. All you have to do is bring a Dining for a Cause flyer with you. Show the flyer on your smartphone. Tell your cashier that you're supporting TAHS. To get the flyer, go to ToledoHumane.org or Humane Society's Facebook page. So easy. It's easy.
Yeah.
Download it, get it, go. 50%. That is very generous.
Yeah, right. It is. I'm going.
By Chipotle.
Oh, yeah, nice. For lunch. Yeah, I'll do that.
Are you?
That's sure. Cool. Yeah.
All right, there you go.
I can go buy it for lunch.
All right, it is Hypothetical Thursday, so if you want to answer the hypothetical question today, would you rather get uglier or dumber? And then after the bottom of the hour, we're going to move on to another question. What would you do if you found out you had 24 hours to live?
Oh!
Dun, dun, dun!
Jeez!
This stresses you out, doesn't it, Susan?
Yeah, I don't like it. Why can't that question be like the last one of the show? Why you got to bum us out midway through the show and have us die in 24 hours?
Was that Stu or you?
I think that's Stu.
That's a bummer question?
I don't think Stu
yeah,
likes that question.
Why would I talk about death? What about threesomes and cheating on your spouse?
Would you rather cheat on your spouse or have a threesome?
That's what she wants to do her last 24 hours?
Is that and what would the answer on would you that rather, question
all right,
be?
How about we make up our own then? How about we make up our own question?
Oh, no.
How about
that's
this
even
one?
Harder.
Would you rather...
Stu started it.
Would you rather cheat on your husband or have a threesome with your husband?
Oh!
Yeah. Oh. Maybe we'll go down that road if you don't want to talk about death.
What well, we could talk about death, but last. Like, what's another question?
There's one. We just gave it to you. We just
so
made
you
it
want to leave the rest of the day knowing, okay, we just talked about death. Don't you want to get out of the
you
way now?
You always end the show on a happy note, yeah, but we'll do it
all
your
right,
way
well,
today.
We can end it on threesomes.
Or we could just skip that other question entirely.
Like you know what else I want to do? I want to bring in a lie detector guy. And strap people up in the studio and ask them questions.
That's
and
awesome.
Oh, we get strapped up? I'm in.
Yes. Catch them in a lie. Try to catch people
yeah
in a lie.
Okay.
Don't you think that'll be fun?
Sure.
We need to find somebody, Paul.
All right.
And somebody who won't charge us either.
Oh. Wow.
All right, here you go. And try not to make fun of her. Okay? Because it's very serious
make
business.
Make fun of who?
Kim Kardashian and her broken vajayjay.
Oh, me.
Kim
her
and Kanye have made a deal with a surrogate, according to TMZ, which is really... You got the Bible, and you got TMZ.
Sure.
They're very close.
You
yes
get information from both.
I read them both first thing in the morning.
They have stories in them, and they have letters. So they're very...
That's how they're similar.
Sentences, things like that. They're in there. Kim has a condition called placenta accreta, or accreta, A-C-C-R-E-T-A.
Okay.
Which is actually kind of a serious thing.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a broken vagina. Which makes another pregnancy life-threatening. So Kim and Kanye have found a surrogate through an agency and agreed to pay the following. $45,000 to carry the child in 10 $4,500 monthly installments.
That seems kind of inexpensive to me.
How much should it be?
Yeah, what does the average surrogate go
can
for
you
nowadays?
Can you put a price tag on a baby's life? I think $100,000.
Oh yeah, people do it all the time.
Right.
$100,000.
I just seems like you should. That seems kind of inexpensive.
Maybe they got a deal.
Well, if you're doing $4,500 a month,
maybe
plus
they had a coupon.
Starting, maybe they had a Groupon. Was it a BOGO?
It was.
Yeah. That's true.
Buy one surrogate, get yeah. two for free.
Well, I know she gets bonuses.
If there are multiples, the surrogate gets $5,000 for each additional kid. So there it is. It's $5,000. That's the price.
Do you get your money back if you don't like the kid?
If the surrogate if the surrogate loses their reproductive organs, she gets another $4,000.
Okay.
And they're also required, Kim and Kanye, to deposit $68,850 with the agency. The surrogate is required to refrain from smoking, drinking, and drugs during the pregnancy. She also agrees to restrict sexual activities in the weeks leading up to the pregnancy, including foregoing sexual intercourse for 3 weeks following the embryo implantation. Okay. See, Kanye's not happy because he thought he was going to just do it the old-fashioned way.
Oh, sure.
He just go, you know.
Thought he was going to have to earn it, no?
Exactly. Mm. Nope. The surrogate cannot go in hot tubs or saunas, cannot handle or change cat litter, apply hair dye, drink more than one caffeinated beverage per day, or eat raw fish.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm not on that stuff.
Caffeine, man, no. One a day,
You can stay away from the fish part,
and
though.
And coloring your hair.
The caffeine, no. Fish, yes.
Right.
So there you go. It's all because Kim has a broken vajayjay.
My heart is gold, but my vagine is platinum.
It is, but it's broken.
The horror.
Broken vagine. So put her on your prayer list,
Trish. So two kids ain't enough, I guess, huh?
Who are you to judge?
I'm not judging. I'm just saying two kids are not enough, I guess.
He's making an observation.
Yeah, making an observation.
No, that's a question. That's an open attitude. No, an observation is, you know, good for them. They obviously want a bigger family.
Period. Hmm.
That's an observation. Not you. Your judgment. Your, so two kids ain't enough for you?
Question mark.
Exclamation point.
Yeah, right.
Smiley face.
Do
thumbs
we have to
up.
Punctuate everything we're saying.
Prayer hands.
Not
well, I guess a question can't be an observation, Tricia.
Right. Did they mention who the surrogate is?
No, I'd like
you know
to
what?
Know that.
They,
now they,
here's
yeah.
the thing on a serious note, though, because I'm sure there are people here that can't, you know, they, well, maybe they
are,
can't
yes.
get pregnant. And there is a need for surrogate. I don't have a problem with it. I don't.
Sure.
I had a friend of mine years ago. She carried her sister's baby because she couldn't get preggo. And she loved it. It was like the best gift she could ever give to her sister. And it worked out really well. I mean, they got along well, and it was beautiful. She did it again.
Oh, wow, yeah. Really?
So she had another one, yeah.
For the same sister?
For the same sister.
It's not like us.
So, she did it for nothing. She did it because she loves her sister.
I get that within the family because then you'd still be able to see the baby. But at the same time, I don't know if you'd want to see the baby. I don't know.
I just don't know if you did that.
I can't
how, as a woman and a mom, you're just able to go, all right, here you go.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like you're baking a beautiful cake in the oven, and then you do all the work, and it bakes up in the oven, and then you hand it to them, and everybody takes a bite out of it.
Oh, wait.
You know what I mean? Can you, as a woman, just detach yourself, so to speak, and just say, all right, there you go, and then not have any kind of feelings as... I mean, because it's you.
There's no way I could do it. There's no way.
Again, though, it's not your embryo.
Right.
It's not your...
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that is how you do that.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
I don't know.
That could be it.
Are there any women out there that have done this or dealt with this? Call the show,
419-240-1055.
Because I would, too. All right, then we come back. The top U.S. states for having a threesome. And that'll lead into our next question. No, they didn't take a survey.
Well,
there is a threesome dating app.
What?
Yes.
Paul's going to try it out.
Look in the...
Sure.
What?
Look in your phone. I guarantee it's there. I looked on my iPhone yesterday. It's there for my download.
What's it called?
It is called Threesomer.
So it's an O.
Number three, S-O-M-E-R.
Okay. Wow.
It's kind of a weird name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Threesomer. Threesomer.
Yeah.
The Threesomer app.
Wow.
Yeah. I bet it's on your phone. Look it up.
Oh, my goodness.
Download it and then explain that to your man. All right. We'll go there. And other stuff coming up. 740. Denny and the girls hanging out with you in the TOL and the 419-OHIO. Q105.
Q105 weather. From the Dunn Chevy Buick Weather Center. DunnChevy.com.